Coming up, November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, the 2017 Colorado Potters Guild's Fall Show and Sale. And I am very pleased to have back here in Studio Flow, Trudy Fowler and Carolyn Liev. Welcome, ladies.
Well, thanks so much, Susan. It's great to be here, as always. We love supporting KUVO.
Trudy, you've done so much for us here at KUVO by being a supporting member and also with Rocky Mountain PBS, working on their director of network marketing and development for many, many years. And so public radio, public television, that's your thing. You know how important it is because we get the word out about events like this.
Well, we really appreciate that, and it's coming up just this coming Thursday. We'll open, our opening night is at 4 o'clock this Thursday, late afternoon, and we'll have beautiful merchandise for sale, and it's handcrafted, hand-thrown pottery, and it's a great time of the year because now we're thinking about our holiday gifts and things that we'll have to purchase and maybe moaning and groaning about the expense of it. Well, the nice thing is that these beautiful items are in every budget. They range from $15 up to over $100. And you have a piece of art that you're giving a loved one and spending a reasonable price for it. So it's just great. It'll be going Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, ending Saturday at 5 o'clock. And we'll have great merchandise like, for instance, Helen Hutchinson's little houses with a little light in it. Your grandson would love that, Susan. And then we have beautiful handcrafted trays that are where Kathleen Laurie uses the clay as a backdrop for her beautiful artistic ability. It's like a canvas in clay, and then she draws on that, and very reasonable and beautiful trays. And then jewelry. And Carolyn, you can tell us more about the jewelry.
We have three or four jewelry makers, and it's a clay, but it's copper and silver, and you work it like clay and then fire it, and the clay component burns out and you get gorgeous pieces. We have two people who make lots of it and who sell it around, but we'll have it at our show. Then we have clay jewelry made out of clay.
Oh, yeah.
That's really tiny, and it takes a lot of talent to get that done.
Earrings and bracelets?
Earrings,
type of a thing?
Bracelets, necklaces, pendants, including refrigerator magnets. And I don't know why anybody would put that on the refrigerator. It's so gorgeous.
Because you look at it all the time, though.
Well, you do, but I would have said I would put a pin back on it and wear it.
Yeah.
We also lately did National Clay Week. We were invited to participate in it, and it happened in all 50 states. We were the only co-op that opened our studio, and we did a special thing. We opened a soda kiln for National Clay Week.
Wow.
And we were at the Pearl Street Market because we're on South Pearl, and we had tons of people coming through, and people were surprised. And when you open a kiln, it's ooze and ah.
So tell me, a soda kiln? Explain
well,
that.
Well, you fire to 2,300 degrees. You spray soda ash and water, or soda ash and wood chips in, and then it puts a glaze on the pots and a shine that's phenomenal, and you get what you get. So it's a surprise when the potters open. And so the public got to share in that surprise.
That's very nice.
And we gave studio tours that day. We had a ton of people, very, very crowded. And other potters did demonstrations of how they made what they made. Like Ortrud, for instance, did some of her special glazing during that opening. And Jamie made the
Teapots
and puff handles, which is something not many potters know how to do.
And we gave away pots.
Yes, and we gave people mostly mugs.
Yeah, yeah.
During that event.
So now, Trudy, I know you work with a potter's wheel a lot. You like to throw the mud, as they say, right?
Right, and I do mostly functional pottery, and there is a lot of functional pottery at the sale. And I should say that the sale will be at First Plymouth Congregational Church, which is at Colorado Boulevard in Hampton. And that's easy to find, free parking, and it's free admission, and just a wonderful array, probably a couple thousand pieces of pottery.
Wow. And it's come a long way in that now you can microwave, I don't know what
you
was
bet.
Done to the clay that made it that you could put it in a microwave, but are there just hundreds of different kinds of types of clay?
Well, there are a number of types of clay, but we usually purchase large amounts of various kinds of clay, and we all participate and use that clay. But it does fire into different colors. Some mm-hmm. are darker colors, some are lighter colors, some are porcelain, some are stoneware. So there's a variety.
Well, Trudy and Carolyn, this sounds like a wonderful event. And once again, let our listeners know where it is.
It's at Plymouth, First Plymouth Congregational Church at Colorado Boulevard and Hampton. It's very easy to find, easy to park, easy to walk in, and you'll see a beautiful array. And it goes for 3 days, Thursday afternoon from 4 o'clock till 8, and then again on Friday from 9 till 8, and then Saturday until 5 o'clock, from 9 to 5.
And do the sales from this go directly to the artists, or does it also go to the guild to help support the guild too?
Mostly
what you
to
do?
The artists.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. Well, ladies, thank you so much for stopping by. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, we love being a part of KUVO, and as you know, Susan, we donate every year at the wine tasting and a huge number of pots, and we're just so glad to be able to do that, and we're glad to be here today.
And I know that everyone who wins those clay pots love them. I mean, they're a very popular item at Balestrieri, so thank you very much. And I'm getting ready to get some new dishes for my kitchen, so I'm gonna check this out. I think that's gonna be a good place to go.
We'd love to see you, and thanks again. We love KUVO.
And your website?
ColoradoPotters.org, and we do have all the potters featured there, so you can see and get more information and see their work.
Get an idea, Carolyn, thank you.
Yes, thank you for having me.
It's nice to see you too this morning.